Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Raymore Hart. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musil. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raymore Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. More Hart takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Bob Musil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musil strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a line drive into left field. Ruth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ruth. Warner moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warner tags and moves to third. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. More Hart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raymore Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. More Hart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, More Hart takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Combs scores. More Hart moves to third. It's 4-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to home to get More Hart. Ruth moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gehrig. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski is hit by the pitch. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wingo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. Mainisch moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manish tags and scores. Wingo tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Yankees. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Noon hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wingo scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Morehart hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Yankees. Oney Carroll now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musel scores. There goes Lazzari trying to get to third. Wingo throws the ball into Warner, who tags Lazzari for the out. Two outs. It's 8-3, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 2 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Morehart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morehart. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. We'll see more now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gehringer scores. Mainisch scores. Wingo moves to third. It's 8-5, Yankees. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Noon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wingo scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 8-6, Yankees. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart fields it and throws to second for the out. Heilman scores. One out. It's 8-7, Yankees. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morehart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Tigers 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field. Wingo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wingo. Gehrig scores. Musel moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. It's 9-7, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and scores. Lazzari tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-7, Yankees. Willie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Moore Hart, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maynish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Tigers 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Moore Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Moore Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynish. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Moore Hart moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Moore Hart scores. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-7, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Musel hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Noone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Tigers 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Dugan moves to second. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carroll. Dugan moves to third. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Dugan scores. Collins moves to third. One out. It's 14-7, Yankees. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Combs steals second. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morehart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins scores. Combs moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 15-7, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 4 for 5 in the game, with two doubles and two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. That run is unearned. It's 16-7, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 2 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 16, and the Tigers 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Musial takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musial. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Musial steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Musial scores. It's 17-7, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dugan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 19-7, Yankees. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 19, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got one RBI. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wingo moves to second. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Noon hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tavner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 19, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.